Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The best tea in the city.
Good morning. Now, for many people, the thought of spending time inside a prison cell is petrifying. And understandably, just the thought of spending a weekend in the holding cell of a police station because you didn't pay your traffic fines is enough to drive you to Mashonisa. You'd rather deal with the rude Mashonisa than spend a day in jail. Why? Because how about the lady fine? The fear of jail will make you do that. And not only that, the fear of jail is fueled by what we've seen and read about in terms of what happens behind bars. Don't drop the soap. Is the scariest of them all. Don't drop the soap, Baba. Have you ever been in jail? Maybe you spend a night or two inside because you were driving under the influence. Maybe you were falsely accused of a crime and you had to spend some time in prison. Were you once in prison? Maybe at some point in your life, you lost your way and became friends with the wrong crowd and you met your fate on the road you should have avoided. Have you ever been in jail? Be it spending a night in a holding cell or for a longer period in prison. What did you do? What led to it? And here's the important thing. How did that change your view of life? Hashtag the day I spent in jail.
Gooks Kamaluka. RT, yes, I was arrested last year when I stood up to my violent, very disrespectful root sister. My brother and I were fed up with her, so we beat her up to a pulp. She was admitted in hospital, and a week later we were arrested. The whole weekend, T. But you know what? I was okay. I felt so much at peace while in there. Never again, T. That place is traumatic. The blankets. Having to shower with cold water. No. But I did what I had to do to back her off. There you go. Have you? Whether be it a day or for longer. What did you do? What led to you being behind bars? Share your story. Hashtag the day I spent in jail. I mean, the day you spent in jail, let's listen, it's life altering. My metric year. Usmir, are you listening? So we're traveling to Zirast to a party. So on the way, I think it was Rustenburg where we filled up. And this is during the Buputatswana state. So as we get there, here we are in a Transvaal car. And the CID, as in, what do they call them? Private detectives. In fact, it's a cop, but in private clothing. He is there by the filling station with us. And obviously, we are now in Buputatswana. We change the language we're speaking. Tswana! So one of the brothers in the car says to this man, Mututlehi. Mututlehi, instead of answering politely, says, Ya yong. Yes, sir. Bara monnawi. Ru go dumedisa ka tlhompo so wena wa re ya yong a re letla irang. Yer. The problem was not beating him up. The problem was we took his gun because he wanted to use it there. So obviously we disarmed him and we left with it in the kumbi heading towards Zirast. Did we make it to Zirast? No. That 21st birthday Saturday we spent it in jail. Thank you. So I did spend a night. Is the most uncomfortable thing ever. Will I? Never again. It is life-altering. It can change the course of your life. Be it for one night. Maybe going in for a visit to Besuka someone. It will. It's just like life after prison presents so many challenges, especially as an ex-convict's partner. And family. Because trust and reputation are in tatters. For the convict, for the family, it's just,
Even when you were held just for a day, it is never easy to regain your footing. What more when it was longer than a month? Hence the question, have you ever been in jail? What led to it? Use the hashtag, the day I spent in jail. Three teaspoons on how prison affects you.
Three teaspoons.
Number one, it affects you emotionally. Emotions, they run 1,000 times more in prison than on the streets. Because you're not able to express natural emotions in a healthy way in prison. There are no hugs in prison. Loneliness and shame are the biggest of these emotions. You are not human in jail. You are just a commodity, I think. There's no VIP section. And that messes up with you, right? And worse, what about just a simple thing, freedom of movement? You know, we take for granted just standing up and going to the loo and coming back. Hamba when you're in prison. Two, it affects your mental health. Prison takes far more than your time. It strips you of things you never even knew existed inside of you. It also creates things you never thought you could hold. You'll probably see a lot while inside that can never be unseen. Things that you'll forever see in your dreams. Things that will haunt you for the rest of your life. Therefore, mental health issues are either magnified or they start developing. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on how prison affects you, it affects your relationships. All kinds of relationships are affected. The distance and the time apart can kill any relationship, including relationships with family, more especially if they are upset or hurt by the fact that you are in prison. Friends may also turn their backs on you. The very same friends you were in trouble with or that you got arrested with and somehow they managed not to be in jail, they turn their backs on you. Right? You've been there? Share your story. I have shared my story. I have spent a night in jail. Because well, not nine particular, but again, we're in a taxi and yeah, we slept him silly and we ended up in jail.
Oh, wow. I have never spent a night in jail and I hope I don't get to.
Yeah. You've never visited anyone in jail?
No, I've never visited anyone in jail, but I know I've got a friend of mine whose brother was arrested for rape and he went to jail. And as a result, she grew up not knowing the brother because they never had, the parents did not know how to engage them in terms of explaining to them that this is what your brother did.
Yeah.
So they thought he just disappeared.
Yeah, because it is such a hateful, shameful thing.
Yeah. And this was back then, I think.
How do we even support you?
Exactly. And also, even when he came back, they didn't know how to let him around us. Like, even my mom was like, Kinela, I don't think you should visit your friends anymore because they don't know what happened. Because everybody else knew, except for my friend, what happened to the brother.
Yeah.
But my mom was so wary that I should not be around him because, I mean, he was arrested for rape.
So you can then imagine what happens with society in terms of rehabilitation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel that an ex-convict, when they are released, that they are rehabilitated? And as a society, you're like, no.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I always greeted him. I wanted to be extra nice to him, but I also wanted to keep my distance.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ah, kizi hai bona ne. We don't have the whole hour. Personally, never ever. I've never been or ever spent a night in jail.
I'm shocked.
And I pray, wow.
Not. I'm not.
But yeah, I do have a couple of cousins in prison. I've been to local prison. And yeah, it's very scary. From
Ulopesuk.
Yeah. And Lokop, like what I couldn't understand, Lokop, it's that side by Sunning Hill.
Yes.
After off-ramping on Rivonia Road.
Yeah.
It's a nice leafy suburb.
I know.
You know what I mean? And then out of the blue, Ugo gating.
Cheers.
And then it's a long drive to get to the area, Yapesuk and whatnot. You know, and it was just intense. I just felt.
So at least when you went to the visiting area, you've never really took a tour inside.
Yeah. The closest I've been inside a prison cell was Mandela's prison cell.
Oh, yeah, same here. Same
you know
here.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But I hope it stays that way. But it's
when I looked at Mandela's cell, 27 years in that.
Yeah.
So tiny.
It's very small.
Yeah.
And a bona, ne?
And he's tall.
And you're thinking matras, akir?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's nothing like that.
And that is tupas, papa.
Concrete.
Yo.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-00959.
Time for you to take over. 086-000-00959. Have you ever been to jail? Noni, good morning.
Hey, Tate Mokwedi.
How are you, Noni?
Reating, lina lagay.
Leating.
Reating, lina lagay.
Reating.
Eh.
A day?
Oh, yes. I've spent the night in jail.
What happened?
11 years ago. Mm. 19 years of age. So what had happened was that I was sent to get toiletries for myself. I was given 50 rand at the Mugwil. What can I get? 50 rand.
Yeah.
When I got to the grocery store, I bought toiletries. You know? And then I was arrested, taken to the cell. The worst part was that Godi Sling, murderers. But to hijack and the ladies, but then I'm like, I do not deserve to be in this place. Ever since that Demogulikere, see me, kill me, and easy.
What happened with your case?
I got a criminal record, actually. So let me tell you, the worst part is that last year was 10 years. Mm. So can you imagine from 2008 till last year, I could not apply for a job because I knew I had a criminal record. But let me tell you, the nice thing is that sometimes you learn the hard way. Mm. In the process, I had to get myself a degree. Mm. I had to start my own business. And then I'm standing right now, 30 years of age. I've got my business running, and I've got a degree. So lesson learned, though it was the hardest way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Noni. I wonder why you're anonymous, because right now, no one's going to push a business here. How? Mara, you're busy.
Kawara. Kitofi, kamoka business is kawara.
All right. Sharp. Hey, Druza.
Brachi.
What are you doing?
What's up, Brachi? Hey, Brachi, I didn't spend the night. Mara, once we were in the morning, never got to talk about money. I'm a police officer, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yautora Krotma.
Sure.
Avanayo, no, Brad. You know, now, the Sora Yang Tagol is now around the forest.
Yeah.
But, Narama put his arm to him next. I'm sorry with him. Until Limpa, around the forest.
Yeah.
Tagolamal, Pedia Vita. Vita,
I'm a brother, Pedine, Harili.
Kait, Brad, Kait. A bit of backup in way, okay, you will be able to break. Yeah. Stratasar on a little bit is ponisa. And it was 5 o'clock in the morning.
You.
I spent about 5 hours waiting for it. It was terrible. Terrible.
5 hours?
5 hours, Brad.
Bounce it about.
The last time again. It was first time in the game of Trump.
Yeah.
And Ricky Rovalignan, Calora Gilgo, General Gandaraku.
Yeah.
If Raji gets home like a crescent, there again, Phil Machitali Munavarasa or Ravana was Wesker. Get a man in a little younger, you this way. Rawa Wesker. Prachi, it's hell in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see myself back there.
Was that a good long and off it?
No,
thanks a lot for the call, man. I appreciate it. Hey, Nelly, good day.
Hello, what are you?
I am good. Welcome.
I'm good. Like Kaspara for the whole weekend. And it was the worst weekend of my life.
Why?
Maybe Oswaka, Marana Azanga is one. Oswaka, Liashapa, Abutomu, Wako, the fire. So because I was present, Labaluana, I ended up being arrested also. My police are on early hours of Friday morning, kabo 2.
2 saying.
2 go saying.
Ba itsurna go thoko yetsang thoko.
And ngwana ka o ngwana test on Friday. My first point, she was writing test on Friday. Hatsura ngwana mama hayo kontrum. We couldn't get bail on Friday. We spent the whole weekend. I cried almost the whole weekend besides the first. We ended up getting bail late Monday afternoon.
Mm.
It was the worst weekend of my life. Ili kwano, if mutu ari, whatever it is, one kata di kondo, or wait, I'm actually next.
And because it might lead to, yeah.
To back there. I don't want to go back there. And ili kwano, I actually like, I can't get a kind of thing, PRTP. Nakira to drive and everything, it has affected my life very badly.
Because now it's a record,
right? Place, yeah, I have a criminal record. I can't do anything.
And you were a bystander, by the way.
I was a bystander. I didn't touch that guy. It was hell. I was hiking the kids to Mole the whole weekend. Nikina and Kabanabaka for Bansi by Sang. And I can put on Monday. Love for me. I think he was 5 that time. Kim Totiko, I have very distantly little goals. Imagine, distantly goals. Our mama hi, uko tronkong the whole weekend.
Sure.
It was a disaster, and ibu took a black ill. I don't wish it on anyone.
That's
why. Ojo muta kan kakwanta ay sa yung. Kiri, thank you. Agbati next.
Thank you, Nelly. Askis. <Yes. laughs> Brian, hi.
Ah, tabo mo namne.
Hello, mo nesu.
Oro mo namne.
Ay, kimo nati man.
Hey,
man. Mm.
I'm even laughing about it.
I'm Papa.
No, and it's a funny. The story is funny. The story behind is so funny.
Yeah.
This other guy from my street, we are going to report. I don't know when was the last time the Tara Tiba was putting. I can sort of walk and then I said, and I will see you. And funny enough, that's the thing, the people let the TV, I think the people let the easy.
Yeah.
Kata TV, I can sort of walk. Oh, you said the Afita was on the Avantata, it was on a Saturday.
Hmm.
I was saying that was 7.
Hmm.
Paragon now to you. It's true. And the rest of all can get a little bit of a strategy. So I spent 2 weeks.
What?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yo!
Monday, I get something here spanning. I get something like a phone that goes spanning. I was a rain. Or phone that is spanning. I was a rain. Rain or swing. Or swing. And experience, you know?
Yeah.
Kanagu, mainly white hell. Hell at its best. I've never been to hell, but yeah, imagine that.
But that 2 weeks.
I have a motumo. For 2 weeks. I have a motumo.
Tell me about where were you sleeping?
I'm going to go to Motabi. Straight Motabi. I went straight to Motabi on Monday. I was charged for armed robbery.
Oh no, did I lose him? Oh my word, no. Brian, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Or didn't daddy lo ma papa?
Ah, there's a festival. Festival. I saw a festival.
Yo.
Where is the hacky? So, ne? Yaparotele, kishile ka dieta prae.
Yeah.
Ka dira prae. Kore the way, ji. Yeah. Tekele, hacky bona. And the west, it lako khaukili lele mota.
Yeah.
Cape Town, Motabi,
yes.
Just in the backyard. And like,
And I learned how to tell it, but you know, the nicest thing is that I forgave him.
Oh, well done.
Forgave the guy. Malena Rishap, no one go pan a good strategy. Hey, I'm not going to go home. Ah, when you were praying. Hey, Pianyana, I'll swagala. Yeah. Get to the shot.
But obviously, you were proven not guilty, right?
Yeah, because we don't drop any charges. We don't drop any charges. Yeah.
Let me go to
Thank
you for sharing that, Brian.
Hard
out here, come on.
Allah.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.